Hello, all. This episode of the podcast, A Year of Big Books, is an introduction to the subject matter, however self-explanatory based on the title, and an introduction to me, your soft-spoken and literary fanatic of a host. My name is Danielle. My blog is the originally titled, and in no way overdone, Keep Calm and Read On. There, I post content that usually pertains to books or literary discussion, with the occasional blog about social norms slash popular culture, usually involving religion or politics. Please don't all rush to the site at once, but also please take a moment to visit it at keepcalmreadonblog.com. What else should you know about me? Well, I am a writer, I enjoy making music playlists for my friends, and some have accused me of being an avid pot smoker when in fact I have never smoked in my life. So there you go. But now on to the real introduction, which is to this podcast. This audio streaming through your ears is a collection of audible essays composed by myself in reflection on a challenge I have set forth for myself in 2017. The challenge is this: read big books. Now, first things first, I should address the how and why. How I came up with this idea is completely random. It was conceived in the early months of 2016. I had a realization that the ratio of large books I was reading versus the ratio of large books I wanted to read was very disconnected. I read all the time, and yet for some reason, big books are a rarity in my literary diet. This gave me the idea, hey, why not commit to big books for an entire year? And that leads to the why in this equation. Well, simply put, why not? It is hard to put my finger on it, but big books contain a quality unlike any other. In fact, I'm seriously having a difficult time putting my feelings on them into words. And that is what I hope to explore in this podcast. Over the course of 2017, and maybe even into 2018, I will be reflecting on the big books I read, and dive into different discussions surrounding the themes and what they mean to the large book medium. These episodes will not be regularly scheduled, but posted shortly after I finish a big book. On occasion, I may even post a bonus episode on the smaller books I read. And that leads me to the rules of this challenge. Rule number one, the big book challenge is only required for books of fiction, though doesn't exclude nonfiction. The reasoning behind this rule is that there are some nonfiction books I still want to read, and may not want to wait till 2018 to pick them up. That brings me to rule number two. Big books take priority. That means that if I want to read a nonfiction book but still have a ways to go, or I'm behind on a big book, I need to give the big book the priority. And finally, rule number three. A big book is one that is 500 pages or longer. So if it's 499 pages, sadly, it does not count. And believe me, I wanted to put J.K. Rowling's book, Career of Evil, on this list, and I couldn't because it's 496 pages. In addition to this podcast, I will also be writing blogs with a much closer and in-depth look at the books I am reading. These blogs will be my thoughts on the book chapter by chapter, as well as a review. My thoughts going into this challenge can be summed up into one word, which is overwhelmed, maybe even terrified, but also excited. So three words. Overall, I want to use this podcast to delve into the subject of big books. What is it about them that makes them so scary and yet so nice to hold? Why are so many classics so freaking huge? These questions and much, much more, I hope to shed light on this year. In the meantime, while you eagerly await for the release of Chapter 1, while I'm reading up a storm, check out the links in this episode description. There you will be linked to my main website, as well as the podcast website. On the podcast website will be all links to my social media, all episodes of this podcast, bonus blog entries, and a link to even leave me a voicemail with your thoughts. If you're wondering what I mean about leave a voicemail about your thoughts, what I'm saying is that there will also be a link on my website for this podcast where you can view a list of the books I plan to read this year. If you've read them before and want to say something about them, go ahead and go to my voicemail page and leave me a voicemail, and I'll include it on the show. You can also leave a voicemail if during an episode you have an opinion on something I say. I'll be sure to play that in the show as well. Now, I'm off to read. Because, well, let's be honest, what else would I be doing? Crying. So I saw La La Land, and here are my thoughts in hopefully 20 seconds. Music was great, acting was great, dancing fine. They say this is a musical, but let me set the record straight, it is only half a musical. The singing stops well before the halfway point, so yeah. The story is eh, the characters are blah. Like, do these people actually have talent? Are we supposed to like Ryan Gosling's character because he is kind of a jerk? And are we supposed to dislike John Legend's character because I thought he was nice? Pacing is very bad. No lie, I heard someone snore in the theater.